BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says voters have approved plans to increase his powers with a clear majority. He told a press conference the yes side got a million votes more than the no side and that the constitutional changes would now be implemented.
This is not an ordinary decision. This is not an ordinary day. It is a very serious changes are underway for Turkey's future.
But the main opposition party has complained of irregularities and said it will challenge the result. President Trump's national security adviser H.R. McMaster has said that an international consensus emerging against what he called North Korea's threatening behavior now includes China. General McMaster said the U.S. was working with its allies and with the Chinese leadership to develop a range of options. The Iraqi military says its forces have pushed deeper into the heart of the city of Mosul in fierce fighting with Islamic State militants. After weeks of near stalemate, government forces say they managed to advance some 200 metres. A German rescue boat has issued a distress call after taking in 400 refugees off the coast of Libya. A spokeswoman for the private charity that owns the ship said the crew was no longer able to manoeuvre it because of the number of people on board. In an unusual display of defiance against the state, residents of a village in Vietnam are holding at least 32 police officers hostage in a dispute over land rights. The villagers say their land was illegally grabbed by a telecoms firm owned by the Vietnamese military. The police and prison service in England and Wales are setting up a specialist squad to tackle the criminal use of drones to smuggle contraband into prisons. The squad will pool intelligence and study how to catch the people operating the drones. It's a growing problem around the world. That's the latest BBC News.